Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti, and we have a wonderful guest host tonight. Veronica's traveling. Squirrel Rourke, our wonderful friend, and Squirrel, for all of you that receive her fabulous emails, Squirrel has done an incredible job, often sent in some great questions. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. Oh, we're so wonderful to be with you tonight.
Oh, well,
I'm honored
to have you. All right. All right, tonight's show. Oh, God. Transitions, shift, and change. And last week's eclipse opened the door to more shift and change than I have personally ever witnessed. And I really thought I'd seen it all at this point, but I was so wrong. People are being absolutely forced to heal, shift, change, and deal with deep, deep emotional woundings and the feelings that have been suppressed for so very long. I have it going on at my house right now, and can I tell you, I'm chaos central at the moment.
You're not alone.
Oh, good. Now emerging is the truth of who you all really are, and it can be painful, it can be stressful, it can be beautiful. These personal transitions into more of who you are, and Squirrel, you've been through this week, and we'll talk about it in a little bit, for people who are choosing to leave the planet. And it's coming quick. A lot of surprise transitions. This new emergence that we're in really has the potential to bring forth the beauty of your soul and spirit, if you will allow it. But be prepared if you have a few blips that need to come out in the process, because I don't want anybody writing me saying, you promised that I was going to be in touch with my soul and spirit and I'm a raving lunatic. It's okay. Let it out. I have a son downstairs right now who's just emotionally dumping, you know, a whole lifetime of stuff. It's fabulous. One of the most defining pieces that I've read in a long while, and Squirrel, bless you, you sent this out, and it's called Beyond the Solar Eclipse, for those of you that didn't receive it. And I truly say to all of you, take the opportunity to sign up for Squirrel's emails and just send your email address. Is this okay, Squirrel, or just what?
Absolutely, or send it to me, because I know you have so many more
people.
No,
it's coming to you. It's not coming. No,
okay.
It's not coming to me. send it to Squirrel, Squirrel, like the animal, at wyom.net. And by the way, for anybody who has questions during the show, if you will use that email address rather than mine, since my computers are tied up by other people tonight, again, Squirrel, Squirrel, at wyom for wyoming.net. Okay. Beyond the Solar Eclipse by Brenda Hoffman, and I've just cut and pasted a little bit of this out. And her website is lifetapestrycreations.com. So impressed with this piece. Even though you've successfully maneuvered past energy waves, this last wave, this solar eclipse, was beyond anything you've experienced. Your physical being was scrambled. It's interesting, I have a house guest we were talking about and using the same verbiage this morning before I got this. Before the solar eclipse, you maintain two parts of your being in a somewhat parallel fashion. The old age you and the new age you worked in unison to decipher the shift. Even though you may have been a bit fuzzy after some energy burst, you returned to your day-to-day life with little interruption. This last solar eclipse changed your cellular DNA structure to the extent that those of you who are Lightworker Advanced team members are probably having difficulties focusing in your old age life. It's not that you do not wish to work or care for your children, but those activities are not necessarily that important now. You may experience dull headaches, similar minor ailments. Your old age life seems repetitive, tiresome, not fearful, just dull. You will move away from friends and relatives. again, having this going on right now. Yes, we have long prophesied this. Those who are not interested in the New Age will not seem that attractive to you. You may even feel like a stranger in a strange land, which I think most of you all feel that way anyway, at family gatherings and parties. Such feelings may produce short-term anxiety or fear. You're no longer of the old age, but do remember that the old age has been your structure, your keystone for eons. I love this. Letting go is not an easy task. And even though you differed with many pieces of the old age, until the May 20th eclipse, you maintained an image of comfortably fitting in. You attended the right parties, congratulated the right people, accepted the ups and downs of your work life. You may have had erratic thoughts, according to society, but you maintained those thoughts within the cloak of New Age wisdom. You removed your cloak last weekend. I have to tell you, I don't have a cloak because I don't function in a normal world anyway. I call it my bubble. But for many of you who are actually holding down jobs, you have kind of this a persona that you have to maintain in the world. I want to go through this kind of list that I made up of what people are experiencing right now and leading up to the eclipse. Sudden and sweeping changes that can unseat you totally. And I have seen these on all levels. Absolutely sudden. Like, in an instant, changes that are so extreme that literally I have, as I said, I have a house guest here. My son is here tonight. I think we're all walking around. Everybody's just kind of dumping all their emotional stuff. It's really quite amazing. Jobs, lovers, mates, children, appetite. Things that have been important and appealing suddenly have no having no pull whatsoever. family crises in which the old issues are coming up so strongly there is no way to keep from having a breakdown and possible separation of family members. It's like, what planet are they really from? Okay, you know, it's like all of a sudden. I have someone very close to me who, for their entire life, was estranged by their sister. And literally, the sister estranged them. Very adversarial, again, subjective realities. And it's very interesting to me that the brother is suddenly completely coming apart. And drew a parallel to being an abused spouse. And it's like all of a sudden all of the abuse is now coming out and just this huge explosion. Now, again, we have two subjective realities, but it's so fascinating for me to observe and watch these things unfolding. Absolutely unable to patch together that which hasn't worked for a long time. We've all done a lot of this one in Squirrel. You know, I want to ask you about this jobs, lovers, mates, children, appetites, and things, because I know you speak to a ton of people as well.
Yes.
And are you seeing the same thing?
I'm totally seeing the same thing. I mean, you know, I discuss this with other people. I mean, I see it in my own family, but I just, you know, it feels to me, It's like the fall of Atlantis without the destruction of planet Earth happening. It's like it's still happening. We're not going to get off of it. It's just happening around us. It's like the collapsing of timelines, of the dissolution of linear time completely, which feels so foreign because people can't quite put a finger on why does it feel like everything is coming together and yet nothing, and it's all falling apart.
That's a great description. Great description. Absolutely a great description. Thank you for that one.
Yeah, and it's almost like, you know, we know that nothing is solid, but now we're getting to the point where we're actually feeling that nothing is solid. I mean, we could, you know, we can talk about it and Einstein it as much as we want. Yeah, nothing's solid. I know this is all an illusion. But now we're actually feeling it at a core level, how illusory most of our life is right now.
Absolutely. Now, you had this week one of these very sudden transitions, if you want to share a little bit about that.
Sure. Briefly, my ex-husband remarried a gal. They married 6 weeks ago, and less than 2 weeks ago, she had a massive heart attack at the age of 38, and she transitioned a couple of days ago. So there again, his life collapsed. He had, you know, this whole illusion of how the old collective consciousness belief of how I'm going to rebuild my life with a new woman and live happily ever after, and the fairy tale just shattered.
And of course, your children were involved, too.
My children are involved, and, you know, the sidebar of this is when he met this woman, he decided he wanted to have absolutely nothing to do with me, and the reality is you cannot dismiss people that casually anymore. We can't dismiss anything anymore that casually. It matters. It all matters. And we are connected. And I think he's starting to realize how connected we are. And I had to take a back seat to this, as painful as it was, but I could feel my heart chakra reacting to the emotions my children were feeling, even though we were not having a conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Deep, swift, unbelievably life-changing moments happening right now.
Absolutely.
That are changing the landscape, be it familial, love, work, it doesn't matter what it is, but literally, we're going to see a lot of people moving, I think, all of a sudden having this uncontrollable urge to move. I know a lot of people right now are wanting to be in different places, have talked about it for years, and I feel this just energetically, I can feel them saying, that's it, I've got to go, I don't care what it takes to get there. We're being pulled in these extraordinarily new directions. Old lovers coming out of the blue. And what I'm seeing with this is people who have fulfilled their contracts, where people have been together, they broke up, they went out, fulfilled other contracts, and then are turning around and coming back together. And to me, it's like a cosmic reunion. As I see these happening, I am fascinated because the connections are so strong. And I have several of those going on right now. And I'm just fascinated, even for people who are married and having these happen. And actually flabbergasted by the experience. I have one person in particular that is, you know, completely unsettled, and yet I see the beauty of the experience, whether or not anything ever happens between them, but I see the beauty of the experience in terms of the changes that it's creating. And, you know, whether this is, you know, souls just bumping together in order to create dramatic change as part of their soul contract. Literally, I'm seeing people who, you know, haven't seen each other or talked to each other since they were 15. Boom, back together. It's just...
Jack, I was just going to ask, do you think it's emerging of parallel realities? Is it something that we just have never really experienced before? I mean, you know, it's like bygones be bygones, and we put it behind us, and again, it's dismissing things from the past, and now we realize that that isn't the past.
Well, I cannot argue that point with you, Squirrel, because I wouldn't even attempt to at this juncture. I will say, I know somebody in particular, and this person literally took on a whole new lifetime in this lifetime. And it was fascinating to me. I mean, literally changed their name, changed their persona, changed their looks, changed everything permanently. and literally became a whole new person. When you look at them cosmically, you know, where you have multiple lifetimes together, ongoing, because we know there's no time, none of that is apparent. And yet, interestingly enough, the connection from a cosmic perspective or multiple lifetime perspective is so strong. But literally, they have taken on a whole new life. It's just, it's amazing to me, some of the things I'm seeing right now. And I'm like, I really need to write.
Yes, you do.
I really need to write.
Please.
People ready to make transitions. This is, you know, I did a session on someone the other day. Yeah, yesterday, I believe. And the team, Iliani of the team, was helping keep her cat alive, Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty was 25 years old.
Aww.
And she had an opportunity to exit about 4 or 5 years ago. We kind of interceded and said, are you willing to stay on the planet? If you are, you need to make this change and this change. And she moved from here to back to there where she had moved from. She made a quick move from Midwest to the Southwest, and it was energetically not good for her, had to move back. Went back into her old life, what she did for a living. And Miss Kitty finally, bless Miss Kitty, made her transition. And during her session, and actually in her intention, she said she wanted to join Miss Kitty as soon as possible. And literally her body, in a matter of, I don't know, it had been 6 weeks or 2 months since I had spoken with her, although she had some discomfort anyway, she's older, but this was so extreme. And, you know, looking at her body and the transition that her body had made in a matter of, we'll say, 2 months, was amazing to me. And at that point, two Pleiadians came in who were obviously part of her star family. And it was really, I did not even book another session with her.
Really?
Because there was just all these preparations going on. And, you know, I literally, at the end of the session, was uncertain whether she, you know, my final words to her at the end of the session were, if you're not gone in 2 weeks, contact me, we'll set another appointment, but you're either going to be healed or made your transition. It's one or the other. I just, Well, and I meant it very lovingly. She's definitely ready to go. I mean, she was, and happy to do it. She was very disconnected from Earth anyway. Totally a star being. And very clear with it. She never really had anchored on Earth in terms from her heart chakra. It was very interesting, nor had she learned how to receive love. She ministered to others, but not to herself. But very interesting.
Well, you'll keep us posted, yes?
Oh, I will. I mean, this
okay.
is a lovely woman.
Yes.
Symptoms. Oh. Okay. Old experiences showing up in the physical and emotional body. And I'm talking rashes, blisters, massive fevers, sores, digestion, knees, hips, back. Physical exhaustion, which I think everybody's been playing with here for a while anyway. I did someone today, and they had a rash on their buttocks, on the back of their leg, wrapping around the inside of the right thigh over to the front of the right thigh. And the team determined that this went back to an experience that she had had with a dentist that scared her, not because of the dental work, but he was very aggressive with her. And energetically, she was terrified. She lost a ton of power. And this went all the way back to her as a little girl, because her parents sent her upstairs to the dentist, this is in Norway, and by herself. And it literally kept showing up in different ways. Doctors didn't know what to do with it, and that's what it was about, showing up as a physical manifestation with pustules and rashes, and very, very, very interesting. So these things can surface in very interesting ways, so I'm just kind of preparing everyone. Not that I want to, power suggestion, I don't want everybody to think that they're getting sick, but yesterday my house guest, her ex-husband, big, big contract between the two of them. He is at the end stages of his life, really end stages, and he's not been the happiest person. He's very cranky right now. She didn't know. She was sick all day yesterday, high fever, etc. Did not know until yesterday evening how bad it had gotten, and then she realized why she was so ill. So fascinating to me. I mean, these things are just coming on. Boom, boom, boom. Jobs, love, moves. And nothing fitting together. And I in the article that I quoted from a moment ago, you can't push this right now. I can just tell you. I am learning patience squared.
We all are. I need to go to anger management classes or something.
Oh, my God. Yeah, patience. The voice of reason. I really encourage everybody to be that. Because people can be fairly explosive right now. I had somebody call the other day, and they wrote and they said, I don't know if I'm going to be there. They sent me a text message. My husband was just in an accident and wanted to know if I could do a remote with her. And the moment I got the message, I knew that she would not have to go to the hospital right away, so we ended up having to do the session. I just said, you know, whatever. Anyway, we did the session. And normally she would have been beside herself because he's a motorcycle racer. And this was his third accident in several weeks. He has one kidney. He was in the hospital several years ago from a motorcycle racing accident, dirt bikes. And she was so calm. And it really showed me how much of a shift she had made. And what was interesting is... obviously, he will not be doing this anymore. Okay, I think he got the message loud and clear. But forcing issues right now is not going to work. And I've been watching again this week, people trying to push things into place. Not going to happen. Allow, great. You know, doesn't mean that you can't work with intentions and healing old beliefs. This is absolutely required work for all of it. But I would say right now, we're riding this wave of shift and change, and hopefully everything will settle fairly quickly. But I just want to say, just observe as much as you can. Observe yourself. Spend time alone if you can. I haven't had that luxury lately, but and just allow things to move through. You can have the desires. And the need to try on new things, and I have to laugh about this. Out of the blue, I decided I needed horses. Now,
what? Seriously?
Seriously. Anybody that knows me knows I'm very short. I'm top heavy. My legs are long for my height. Not long enough. And when I was 16, my husband at 16 and I were taking horses off the range and breaking them and selling them at auction. Now, and I rode bareback until I was too far along in terms of pregnancy to be able to jump on a horse. Now, we have a lot of years under the...
I'm picturing it.
Oh, Lord. So this, you know, I'm going up to the mountains to ride some horses, and we'll see how it goes.
You know, I mean, I've just read that, you know, horses carry such an old energy, you know, an ET energy, that that makes sense that you would say that about your desire to connect there.
Yeah.
I mean, you look in their eyes just carry something. It's like swimming with the dolphins and the whales and something ancient, definitely ancient. But
right.
You know,
well,
hopefully you have more than one kidney. While you're
I do.
Sorry.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, so I just thought this was incredibly funny, as only I could. Now, Squirrel, I know you've got some questions for the team, so I'm going to go into channel here.
Okay, I do.
And hopefully you've got your computer nearby in case other people
are
using it. Okay, good.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, give me a moment here. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Squirrel.
No,
good to have
you
with us tonight. Good to have you with us. All right. You've got some questions.
I do have some questions. This question comes from Johnny, and the question is, how can I help someone who is so angry and reactional to help them see that what they are seeing is a reflection, a projection, and learn to recognize it and heal it?
Johnny.
That's a great question.
Oh, Johnny. Well, if this person is angry at you, all right, you're not going to be able to do that. You cannot convince another person at this timing, nor could you ever really, but especially now, you're not going to convince these people that you have the answers and they don't. Now, if there is an emotional charge between you, that's even more reason that they're not going to be able to hear it. Now, the channel and Squirrel were talking about the way that people are dealing with things emotionally right now. Very old energy surfacing. More than likely, and we promise you this, they are not going to be receptive, especially if they're upset with you, to hear what you've got to say. Because, first of all, they'll feel that you're foisting it upon them. Well, who does he think he is? He thinks he's got all the answers. Who the hell does he think he is? Now, what we would recommend is to wait a little bit until the emotions have passed. Now, we're not talking an hour or two, Johnny. We're talking a little bit of time. And then ask them, would you like to talk about this a little bit? If they say no, you must honor that experience for them. We've talked about this a lot, allowing people to be exactly where they are. The times of thinking that you're going to go out and fix people have long since passed. Not that you ever really could. Right, but many of you thought you were. All right. We hear this a lot from parents. But unless they ask, Johnny, what do you think it is? Why do you think I'm feeling so much emotion? Why am I so angry? Then, rather than saying to them, it's this and this and this, put it out as a supposition. Maybe, just maybe, there's a possibility that there's some projection and reflection going on here. Maybe. Are you angry at the masculine? Are you angry at men? Have you been disappointed by what men do or don't do? Have I disappointed you? Because we know you, Johnny. We also know that you don't fit into the norm. All right? And there's a very good possibility that what you're saying is absolutely true. But unless someone asks, including children, people, it's not your job to tell them. Now, this restraint is going to be one of the most difficult things all of you deal with, because the clarity that you're going to be moving into now, very strong, to be able to see, in some cases in an instant, what's going on around you, and yet not being able to intercede. We've talked about compassionate detachment, allowing people to walk through what they need to walk through without judgment, loving them unconditionally, and understanding that they're on their life path. And if you have been their friend, their lover, their relative, in any capacity, when they're tired, when they don't get where they need to go, at some point, they may come back to you and say, I need some insight here. I'm really unhappy, or I'm angry, or I'm frustrated. What do you think? Now you have an invitation to share, not to make them wrong, but to suggest, perhaps it's this. Maybe we can look at this. What do you think? They don't need you pontificating, because they can very easily take it as, hey, dummy, you know, I know and you know nothing. And you must all be very careful of that. Those that are listening to this show tonight, we guarantee you, came in, whether you came in at the same time or not, as a team, a transition team for this planet. You all have your roles. And more you'll come to understand why you chose the parents you chose, why you chose the circumstances you chose, and the children and the lesson, what you were preparing for. Many of you had very difficult childhoods, but you're going to come to understand it in ways that you never did before. And in order to be of the greatest service to everyone, do it, people, with compassion, compassionate detachment. People will sense it. If they think that you judge them, you're going to hit a brick wall, and you won't get the results that you hope to get. Humans and the negative ego so want to be right. You don't need to be right. You just need to be there. All right. Next question, dear.
Yes. This question comes from James, and he asks, last night my girlfriend of 13 years told me that I had a wandering eye and I was not committed to her and that I dishonor her, and she was done with me and told me to move out in 2 weeks. We have 3 children together. She wanted to break up for years, and now she feels like she can. I told her I was thinking of making the marriage commitment to her, not out of fear, but because I felt like I had dropped enough of my own fear and that I was ready to commit for life. And she said that would not be out of the question, just not right now. So I am getting many emotions here. What is my lesson? Or to love myself, honor her, honor the divine, or just let go and surrender and not worry about a course of action?
Good question.
It's a great
question. All right. Well, again, this fits in with all that's going on right now, isn't it? Now, again, we know these people and love them. All right. We're going to say a couple of things here. We encourage all of you not to take things too personally right now or to fly off the handle. We saw our channel do it a couple of weeks ago, right? And she was very sorry and made profuse apologies for overreacting to something because she misread it with someone she cares about. She projected into it from her past. Later, rereading it, she realized what was actually said. But she projected onto the questions that were posed to her something totally different. Now, James, we're going to say the same thing to you. This is an emotionally charged situation, as all of them are right now on Earth. Everything feels like it has an emotional edge to it, a breaking down, a building up, a coming apart, a coming together. And all of those things are true. The goal is to come together on an entirely new level. Not the old level. The old level's not going to work. Hasn't worked so far. It's not going to work. We want to talk about this a moment for all of you. More than ever before, it's going to be absolutely imperative that you speak from your heart and not your head. Not from your negative ego. Not from your child who feels victimized always, falsely accused, misunderstood, and adolescent, by the way. Adolescent, absolute, this or that, it's this or that. Now or never. Many of you are playing out in a very big way the bringing together, the healing of the divine feminine and divine masculine that got torn apart, shredded apart, distorted to where you all believe, men and women, that the opposite sex is from another planet, for crying out loud. One of your books, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. How much more appropriate could it be? That breaking apart is happening now. That's why we say you can't go back based on all of the old hurts and misunderstandings. It has to come
in a totally different way. From the heart, not from the head. Not from misunderstanding. And not bringing with you all the baggage. Well, I did and she did and, you know, look at all I did and look at everything she did to me or everything he did to me. In this case, James, what she really said was, you're coming forward with a commitment. Finally. All right. She's not going to throw the commitment out the window. But the old ways of reacting for both of you aren't going to work in these new energies. And they won't work for your children either. More than ever before, allowing the emotions of the past to come up and out and be put to bed. Clear the misunderstandings, even if you can only do it with yourself. And forgive. Forgive the other person, forgive yourself. And allow this transition that's happening right now to be real. So your question was, do I just allow the divine? Is there really another answer at this timing? We don't think so. We truly don't think so. Squirrel, a moment ago you talked about your ex-husband and what he's just gone through, the death of his dream, and how he shut you out, closed you off, even though you have children together, made you non-existent. And now, with this tragedy, where does he go?
I'm not certain at this timing. Right. I'm just allowing and observing and holding space for that.
However, when you were speaking about it, all right, there was an opening in your heart. We could see it in your heart chakra. A level of compassion, regardless of the past, a level of compassion. Love doesn't die, people, it changes. It changes. But it doesn't die. Something for all of you to remember. Something for all of you to remember. All of the slights, all of the hurts that have occurred to all of you through your family experiences, your familial experiences, all the loves in your life, married partners or whatever, but love. We really encourage you all to reach compassionate detachment. Now, we're going to say this, understanding that for some of you, you may look at these contracts and say, you know what? My earth family is not necessarily my soul family. I don't know how else to explain this, but I can't go there anymore. And that's all right. That is not something you'll be punished for, people, if you finally decide, no, I can't do this any longer. I feel soul family here and here and here, but I don't feel that with this person. Or they're in a place that won't allow the love, and therefore I cannot be there anymore. And that's all right. James, in your case and with your partner, that's not the case. There is love there. So many of you have tried to figure things out with your head. And it's not been easy, because nothing has really made sense as you're going through all of these transitions and all these breaking downs. And changes in the way you experience time. She was a squirrel. More in touch with parallel experiences. Lead through. Many of you playing now with aligning yourself with a parallel reality in which you have a different kind of relationship, which you can do. You can do through intentionality. Great deal of clarity. You have to do your homework. This is not just, oh, I think I'll dial into this one today. Not yet. Be patient, people. Be loving. Also, set your boundaries. This doesn't serve me any longer. This doesn't work for me any longer. Love you. But I can't play. I can't fix. I can't patch anymore what's broken. I don't hate you. I don't dislike you. I believe our contracts may be complete. And it's all right to be able to say that. I believe our contract may be complete. Get you on the flip side. It's going to be all right. Many of you have estrangements, and many, many people making their transitions on the planet. We laugh at the channel as she does all of her private invocation before people call. And she has so many beings on the other side of the veil that as she calls them all in and blesses them and thanks them and so on, she's decided she can't do each one by name anymore because there's so many of them. Those veils, of course, getting thinner and thinner. All right. Squirrel, we can feel you have a question.
Well, I guess it speaks to the exhaustion perhaps felt like those of us who have come to bridge our role as bridges. You know, from the old paradigm to the new. And especially with the recent eclipse energies, I would have to say that I would like a detour from my bridge, or maybe it's under repair, but it's weary, and it feels, you know, the bridging seems sometimes quite challenging with people, but then again, I know you don't try to expound on your beliefs. You are the bridge, but maybe you could just help us or help me feel what can I do as the bridge without feeling exhausted and frustrated?
All right. Well, that's a great question. All right. First of all, we don't want you to be a martyr. All right. You came to be a bridge. But you're all a bridge. You do it energetically. You're all working like crazy in the dream time right now, everyone. We'd be surprised if you weren't slightly tired or sleeping more than normal. There's a big push on right now. 2012. You're coming to that big tipping point. It's like a deadline, you know, at your workplace. Everybody rolls up their sleeves and pushes and pushes and pushes, drinking coffee and splashing water in their face. But we don't want you to be martyrs. That's not the purpose of this. If you feel that you're doing too much, giving too much, over-giving too much, then you need to look at your boundaries. First of all, you must love yourself. That is an absolute prerequisite for all of you that are Bridges. Now, when you get on an airplane and there's no oxygen, what do you do? You pull the thing down and put it on your mouth first and then take care of your children, don't you?
Yes.
All right? You're not getting any oxygen. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
All right, and many of you we would say this to. We have to push at our channel. All right? She's very bad at having balance in her life. And so we're pushing her. Balance, balance, more fun, more play. Now she has an addictive personality, so she's a workaholic. But that's not going to serve her any longer, at all. It never did. Never did, and it doesn't for any of you. Allow your energies. You see, if you're happy, if you're excited, if you're rested, if you're feeling wonderful and joyful, well, where are you going to get this from? What's going to make you happy and joyful? Eating a chocolate? The Jell-O house guest, and she got them all off of wheat and cheese and so on and so forth, and they went to a restaurant and came back with pizza and some kind of ranch sauce to dip the pizza in. And the channel looked at them and said, "Are you kidding?" And they said, "Look, this is better than chocolate." And she said, "All right, comfort food, of course. Enjoy." And it was making them giggle. They were happy. Joy. Sometimes some of you are just too damn disciplined. Lighten up, people. Find a way to have fun. Remember, this is an ever-changing evaluation. For some of you, it may be a 30-minute sitcom. Oh, that's a waste of time. I have very important things to do. You can intend when you watch this sitcom to have an epiphany, insights, and still be able to laugh and play with it and have fun. If it raises your frequency, aren't you of more service on the planet? When you're in joy, when you have something to giggle at? Of course it does. Of course it does. And of course you'll be able to be what? A wonderful transformer. A wonderful transformer. The channel and her friend went to the mall. The fancy malls in Vegas, you know. And they had a wonderful time, and people were friendly and loving and giggling, and she went to some fancy store, and they were serving champagne in the shoe department. She thought she'd died and gone to heaven. Giggled all day long. Rejuvenating. See? Didn't matter whether anything was purchased or not. It was the experience. For all of you. Now, we don't want you men going in and trying on makeup for crying out loud unless that's your proclivity, and that's fine too. But the truth of it, you see, go do some playing. And you can't say, "Well, I don't have any money." You don't have to buy anything, you see. To smile at people and have them respond, and people, because you expect it, because you're filled with joy and you're having fun, rejuvenated. And then it's so easy to be the bridge for people because you become a living example. you shine more brightly. The channel has a son who's very funny. And he has more of a transformative effect on people by never telling them anything about how to change their lives, but making them laugh, making them feel important, entertaining them, raising their frequencies. He's a toucher. He carries a very high-level frequency. You see, being a bridge doesn't mean that you have to carry them. And it doesn't mean that you have to straighten them out. You know, you all have your standard. Here, read this book. Right? Go to this website. Have fun. How are you today? All right? What do you... Oh, love your hair. Whatever. But for some of you, it's become too much of a job. Not a joy. And when you reach that point, it's no longer fun. And when it's not fun, your frequency goes down. And no matter what words you say, you're not helping the other person. Not really. Does that make sense to you, Squirrel?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think carving out a little joy in your day is vital to your own soul. And I agree. We sometimes take on too much and we're impatient and the energies are affecting us. But I would think that your comment is well taken, and you know, a little bit of joy every day, no matter if it's a sitcom or chocolate or
whatever.
But certainly
it may be.
A little
now
giggle.
We're coming to the end, Squirrel. We didn't mean to cut you off here, but we've got
no, we
over
are. Time. We're getting. I understand, and you don't have to ask me about my show next week.
All right, very funny. All right, now we'd like to come and work with all of you tonight. We're going to say this very quickly. To help you through this transition, to help you surface, identify anything that needs to shift right now as we help you as elegantly as we possibly can. So if you call us in tonight, dear team, help, all right, help. Don't give us your power now. Help, I want to shift this. This is something I feel is blocked or this pain hurts. Not necessarily physically, but emotionally. We'd love to work with you. Squirrel, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. We love you so much.
Pleasure's been mine, and I love you too.
We thank you. All right. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. And until we speak with you again next week, to you, Squirrel, and to everyone, namaste.
Namaste.